السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله على حلمه بعد علمه، وعلى عفوه بعد قدرته، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم. وقال تعالى: قل إنما أنا بشر مثلكم يوحى إلي أنما إلهكم إله واحد. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders, brothers, mothers and sisters, we begin by praising Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the many favors Allah has bestowed upon us, and we send salutations upon our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I have recited an ayat of the Holy Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to proclaim, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. Say unto the people, O Prophet of Almighty Allah, I am a human being as you are a human being. We share the common bonds of humanity. The ulama have mentioned that in this hadith, or in this ayat rather, the connotation of this verse is to emphasize the humanity of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And because of the greatness and the miracles of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should not attribute divinity and we should not attribute the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is one of the connotations of this verse. إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَّرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. They came upon you a Rasul from your own kind, from your humankind. But yet at the same time, it's also a fact that we share the quality of humanity. Having said that, within that category of humanity, we are worlds apart, and we cannot compare our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with us. Muhammadun basharun wa laysa kal bashari, Muhammadun yaqutun wa nasu kal hajari. The Arabic poet had said, Muhammad is a human being like we are human beings, but Muhammad is like a ruby and an emerald, and we are like ordinary stones that you find on the pavement. And someone has also made mention that if you take charcoal and you take diamond, charcoal is carbon and diamond is also pure carbon, but who in his right senses would ever equate a charcoal with a diamond? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is like diamond and diamonds upon diamonds, and we are like ordinary charcoals. But while we share the attribute of humanity, we also understand the vastness and of difference in terms of status. What can we say with regard to our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Wallahi al-azim, the status of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is such that you and I will never be able to understand. Yes, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a human being, but within that category there is such a vast difference. I recall hearing Hazrat Maulana Yusuf bin Nuri rahimahullah, and he was giving a talk at the time of the movement with regard to the seal of prophethood, the Khatm-e-Nabuwat, and he gave a talk, and those who were in Karachi will remember, in a place called Lagari Stadium, and Maulana bin Nuri rahmatullah alayhi said these words, and he said, Allah Ta'ala had placed a veil on the beauty of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Had Allah Ta'ala not placed a veil on the beauty of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we would never have been able to see the Nabi of Allah. Allah had placed a veil on the beauty of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is a reality. We will never be able to understand the greatness. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the way Brother Junaid Jamshed, and today we can say, Rahimahullah, used to so beautifully render these poems, Ya Rasul Amin, Khatamul Mursaleen, Hey Aqeedah Ye Apna, Bisadqo Yaqeen, Tutsa Koi Nahi, Tutsa Koi Nahi. This is our firm belief and conviction, O Prophet of Almighty Allah. There is no one like you. Dil ko himmat nahi, lab ko yara nahi. Our hearts do not have the capacity. Our tongue do not have the capacity to praise you. There is no one like you. The Persian poet has made mention of an amazing thing. He said, Hazar bar bishawayam duhun bimusko ambar wa gulab. Even if I have to wash my tongue 1,000 times with mushk and rose water, my tongue will not be able to do justice in speaking about Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti rahimahullah has mentioned a very amazing thing. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Mutala sahab in his kitab Jamal-e-Muhammadi has mentioned it. He said, when Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was in Jannah, the angels used to follow Nabi Karim sallallahu Adam alayhi salatu wasalam because of a light that used to emanate from his body. And the ulama make mention that that was the nur and light of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasalam, which Allah Ta'ala had placed in the loins of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, because Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasalam was to follow Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. What can we understand the status of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasalam? That ulama have made mention, Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti rahmatullah alayhi makes mention, that during the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasalam, every time Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasalam, it brought about a new dimension and it increased the greatness of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasalam because he was coming from Allah. And mention is made that Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came 124,000 times to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasalam. So where can we understand the status of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasalam? Yet, that was one aspect of the greatness of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasalam. On the other hand, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasalam was a humanity, a human being. And in the humanity of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasalam, we find the right balance and perfect example. In the humanity of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasalam, we find the right balance and the perfect example. Let me give you some of this example of the humanity of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasalam. When he was in private and when he stood in front of Allah Ta'ala, he used to make such ibadat that his feet used to swell. His feet used to swell. And he made ibadat in such a way that no human being has ever praised or made ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a way. He worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the most perfect sense. Whichever human being could ever make ibadat in the perfect sense, it would have been our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Maulana Ataullah Shah Bukhari, one of the great orators of the Indo-Pak subcontinent, used to make mention, and how beautifully he used to mention, talking about ibadat and how you and I need to turn towards Almighty Allah. He used to say, "Maine ek haseen dekha, jo haseenon mein ahsan nazar aaya, jameelon mein ajmal nazar aaya, kareemon mein akram nazar aaya." I saw a person who was most beautiful, most graceful, most elegant, better than any other human being. He was such a person that Allah Ta'ala took an oath in the city in which he resided, because he resided in that city. La uqsimu bihadha al-balad wa anta hillum bihadha al-balad. He was a human being. When he said yes to something, it became halal. When he said no to something, it became haram. Ma ataakum ar-rasulu fakhudhu wa ma nahakum anhu fantahu. And all of these qualities. And he said, for a moment, Maulana, in his way and terms of khitabat, in his way of addressing people, he used to say that for a moment I thought, if I have any problems, if I have any difficulty, let me go to such a great human being to go and ask him for assistance. When through the means of his biography, I went to go and knock at his door to ask him for assistance, I found that this greatest human being was crying for assistance from someone else. He was making dua to Almighty Allah, in tu'adhibhum fa innahum ibaduk. Oh Allah, if you punish my ummah, you are entitled to punish them because they are your creation. But wa in taghfir lahum, but if you forgive them, that is also within your capacity. That is also within your rahmat and your mercy. Oh Allah, forgive them. He said, then my mind made a decision. Don't go to such great people for assistance. Go to that being where even such great people go and ask assistance from. So in ibadat, he was like that. As far as justice is concerned, he did not care for anyone. When Fatima bint Makhzum, Fatima from the Makhzuma tribe was very influential, had committed, you know, a crime for which she was supposed to be punished according to the Islamic law because she was influential. The people found it very difficult. They came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to intercede. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, never mind Fatima from Makhzum. Even if Fatima, the daughter of Muhammad, had committed this crime, I would not have hesitated to punish her. As far as justice is concerned, he did not care with regard to anyone. When, sometimes you think about this, that if the Prophet of Almighty Allah had such a great sense of responsibility, that even when Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was reminded, or mildly rebuked, if we could say it so, with regard to when Abdullah bin Umm Maktum came to him, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was busy with the Quraysh, and he thought that if the Quraysh accept Islam, it would be so great. And this Abdullah is my companion, he could come some other time. And then Allah Ta'ala revealed, Abasa wa tawalla, you turned away when they came, a person who was blind, but he came with correct intention. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't hide that particular aspect away. So on one hand, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's situation was like that. Yet at the same time, very important for us to understand, he was a human being who liked happiness. He was a human being who sought Allah's protection from distress and grief. And he used to make dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hammi wal-huzun. Oh Allah, I seek your protection from distress and grief and sorrow. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was at pains to regard himself as one of humanity and regard himself as equal. No criticism would lead him to lose his composure, and no praise would make him vain. He was the most exemplar example of modesty and leniency. He used to walk in such a way, showing reverence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and modesty of himself. He wanted to show at every aspect, assert himself as a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And amazingly, it was in that particular light that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him the greatest honor by saying, Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi, glory be to my servant. When Allah ta'ala took him in front of him in the time of Miraj, glory be to Allah who took his abd, his servant, min al masjid al harami ila al masjid al aqsa. This was our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You know, it was an amazing, once there was a journey, and Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was in the journey, and when everyone, they started doing certain chores, you know, and then one said, I will do this, I will do this. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I will go and chop the wood. And that was one of the most difficult chores and tasks to do. And the Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, you don't have to do it. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I know I don't have to do it, but I want to do it. I don't want to be set apart from my companions. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was keen to assert the difference between him as a human prophet and the greatness and omnipotence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one day when someone, you know, made dua in front of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ma sha Allah wa ma sha Muhammad, what Allah wishes and what Muhammad wishes, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam called him and rebuked him and said, Ataj'alu lillahi nidda? Are you equating me with Allah? Are you equating me with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is amazing, and the ulama have made mention, and just think about this. There were many occasions in the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. People were sick. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made dua. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam passed his hands over them, and immediately they were cured. In the Battle of Khaybar, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu was given the commandership of the army. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, my eyes are paining. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took his saliva, put it over the eyes of Ali radiallahu anhu. Immediately he got cured. It was as if he was not sick. Qatada bin Nu'man, his eye socket came out. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam put the socket back, made dua. And that particular eyes came as if there was no difficulty and there was no sickness before that. Yet, when Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam one day fell and hurt himself, he remained in pain for 15 days. When Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on his deathbed was in such great pain and on such great fever that he used to put his hand in the water and place it on his head and said, Inna lil mawti sakarat. Verily the pangs of death are very severe. The ulama make mention that this was the ability to strike a balance between mu'jizah, between miracle and the human attributes of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which was a marked distinction of our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The miracle on one hand, but yet he was a human person, a human being who felt pain. And sometimes Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not call upon the miracles to be able to feel the pain, so that when my ummah feel the pain, they can take solace that my Nabi also had pain. That my Nabi also had pain. And under this human aspect of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he had feelings, he had compassion, he faced difficulty, he faced what you and I sometimes face. He faced dispute between his companions, he faced disputes and sometimes arguments within his own family, and yet he dealt with it in such a way that is a glowing example of how we should react to different types of human situations. That was the beauty of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, amongst many other great beauties. So one day we find Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, I think it was Umm Salma, she was a very good cook. So one day she cooked a dish and she was busy sending it with the servant to Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha saw that this dish is coming. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, there was a pang of jealousy. And do not take it in the wrong way, my dear respected brothers. This was what? This was vying for the love of the greatest human being. Who shouldn't vie for the love of the greatest human being? That is, one day someone asked Aisha, why are you jealous about the other wives with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? What a remarkable reply she gave. It is worthy for a woman like me to be jealous of a human being like Muhammad. It is worthy for a woman like me to be jealous like someone like Muhammad. So when she saw this, she toppled the food. She toppled the food, the entire food started breaking, the dishes broke. I wonder what you and I would have done. What we would have done if something happens like this in our house. This is a human element of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam just calmed the situation. And what did he tell the Sahaba? Go and pick up the dish, bring the food together. He told Aisha radiallahu ta'ala to go and replace that particular dish of Umm Salma. And he said, jealousy had overtaken your mother. Jealousy had overtaken your mother. So this was the humanity of our beloved. He also faced this aspect as a human being. Our Prophet ﷺ was most humane, compassionate and humble. He was overcome with natural feelings of emotions, with joyous, happy and sad occurrences in his life. And this example, how he dealt with happy occasion, sad occurrences, was one of the glowing examples that he left us with, so that his life would be an example for us in happiness and in patience. And Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to laugh. He used to feel happy. He used to cry. And the ulama and the sahaba say that in both these occasions, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam never went to the extreme. He never went to the extreme. His laughing never, even his laughing and his crying never used to be loud. So he never used to chuckle. He never used to laugh loud. In fact, he used to regard laughing loud as a sign of heedlessness. And he used to say, Iyaka wa kathratu dhihk, fa inna kathratu dhihki yumitul qalb. Stay away from excessive laughter because it deadens the spiritual heart. But he said they used to smile. Sometimes the smile used to be subtle. Sometimes it used to be broad, that the teeth of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam could be seen. His weeping also should be silent. Sometimes the aspect with regard to the weeping should be such that it used to be very, very soft, and you should just see the tears. Sometimes it used to be profusely, that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to choke with that type of tears. So let us look at some of the joyful moments of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sometimes Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to laugh in lighter moments with his family. I wonder if we do it, or we feel it's against piety. No, I can't laugh with my family. I can't have jokey moments. I can't have lighter moments. I am a very great Sufi. I'm a khushki. Huh? What is that? Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam laughed with his family. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha cooked a dish. Hazrat Sauda radiallahu anha was sitting with. And when she said, "Oh, soda, won't you eat?" And she said, "I'm not going to eat. I'm not in the mood," or whatever it was. And she said, "You must eat." And she said, "No." And Aisha insisted. And when she did not want to eat, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala took that particular dish and smeared it and put it into the mouth of Hazrat Sauda radiallahu ta'ala forcefully. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was there. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was laughing. Subhanallah. On one occasion, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala came into the house. And at that particular time, he heard Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha raising her voice over on Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, they have a hak to do it. If they don't do it to us, who are they going to do it to? So they are going to do it. And as Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu got so angry, he wanted to do something. And do you know what happened? Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood in front of Abu Bakr protecting his wife. Subhanallah. And he was standing in front of Hazrat Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was getting angry. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Abu Bakr, you can't do anything." And Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu went away. After a while, he came back. And he saw that Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Aisha radiallahu anha was laughing. And what did he say? He said, "Won't you let me share your joyful moments the way I shared your argument and your dispute?" So sometimes he laughed because of joyful moments. Sometimes he laughed because of family matters. Amazing. We have also family matters. There are weddings. We get happy. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam got happy. We know we speak about the simplicity of the wedding of Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha. In one way, compared to our weddings, there was no doubt that it was simple. But there was a certain degree of preparation that took place in the wedding of Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, that the sahabiyat says, "Ma ra'aytu ursan ahadam min ursi Fatima." We never saw a wedding at that time better than the wedding of Fatima. They painted her room. They put particular knobs on the wall to be able to hang the clothes. They bought water from different wells from Madinah and Munawwara for the occasion. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was happy. One amazing aspect with regard to the happiness of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when Ja'far radiallahu anhu, the cousin of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, came from Khaybar. Subhanallah. He came from Khaybar and he spent almost a decade in... He came from... No, not from Khaybar. After Khaybar, he came from Habasha, Abyssinia. He came after a decade. He remained in Abyssinia for a decade, if not more. And this is a great example for people like you and I who are in South Africa in minority situations. How did he live in Abyssinia? In a, what we would call in today's time, which was not run by an Islamic rule. He remained there for a decade. And he remained there while Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam was alive, while Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in Makkah. And he came after the conquest of Khaybar. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he came, caught up, kissed him between his eyes, and Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied and remarked, "Wallahi ma adri bi ayyihima afrah bi fathi Khaybar am bi qudumi Ja'far. I don't know what gives me greater pleasure, the conquest in and the victory in Khaybar or the coming back of Ja'far. I don't know what gives me more happiness." Can you imagine? You had conquered and you had achieved victory in Khaybar and the happiness of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I don't know what gave me more greater happiness, the coming of Ja'far or the victory in Khaybar. Subhanallah. Sometimes, you know, he laughed on various occasions. So one day Umar radiallahu anhu came into the presence of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And at that time, the wives of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and other women were coming to speak about some of their rights. How we will say today, women's rights. But they were talking about Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, about certain things, and there was some sort of discussion that taking place. And then Umar came. فَلَمَّا اسْتَعْذَنَ عُمَرْ قُمْنَا فَبَادَرْنَا الْحِجَابِ فَدَخَلَ عُمَرْ وَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَضْحَكْ. That when Umar came, they started putting on the hijab, and they putting the hijab and niqab, and they started moving away from there. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam was laughing and smiling. And Umar said, "Ya Rasulullah, adhaka Allahu sinnak. Ya Rasulullah, may Allah ta'ala keep you always smiling. Why are you smiling, Ya Rasulullah?" So Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ajibtu min ha'ula illati kunna indi. Falamma sami'ta sawtan ittadarna al-hijab." Oh Umar, these people were talking with me. These women were talking with me. When they heard your voice, they started scattering. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was smiling. And Umar radiallahu anhu addressed them and said, "Ya aduwati anfusihinna, O enemies of your own soul, the Nabi of Allah is in front of you, you are not afraid of the Nabi of Allah, and you are afraid when I come. And they said, Kunta afaz wa aghlaz, you are more severe than the Nabi of Allah. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam laughed and said, O Umar, leave them. Whenever you come, shaitan also takes another path. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was laughing. One day, amazing, when, you know, this was an amazing thing, that when one day Umar came, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the word went around that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had divorced his wives. And of course, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had separated himself. And Umar came in the presence of Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, subhanallah. And he wanted to lighten the occasion. And what did he say? Ya Rasulullah, do you know what is happening? When we were in Makkah, we were dominant over our women. But when they came to Medina, no, they started mixing with the Ansar. The Ansari women were very, very independent. Because they were independent, they spoke their mind. And there was a certain degree of influence and dominance they had over their husbands. Yeah, you see, it happens even that time also it happened. So this particular aspect, when he was saying this, he said, Ya Rasulullah, do you know what happened? Today I was speaking to my wife, and she started making demands upon me. This was unheard of in the time of Makkah Mukarramah. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam started smiling. Huh? So we have this situation. They say there are two theories of how to argue with a woman. Both the theories don't work. And whenever your wife tells you, after you have spoken to her, what? It's not that she didn't hear you. She wants you to change your mind. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you know, laughed and he smiled. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to come in a gathering, all the Sahaba used to sit like birds that were perched upon their heads. Only two people used to look at Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Abu Bakr and Umar. They used to smile at Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to smile back at them. Sometimes the smiling was amazing. You know, so when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was prevented by Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu to go and perform the janazah of Abdullah bin Ubay, Ya Rasulullah, how can you go and perform his janazah? And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Umar, Allah didn't prevent me. The prevention came thereafter, in the next ayat, after that. But at that time, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he was not prevented. Allah Ta'ala told him, Istaghfir lahum, O la tastaghfir lahum. In tastaghfir lahum sab'ina marra, falay yaghfir Allahu lahum. That even if you make istighfar 70 times, Allah won't forgive you. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if I know by making istighfar 71 times, he will be forgiven, I will ask Allah Ta'ala 71 times for forgiveness. So Umar stopped him. What did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam do? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam smiled. Umar, Allah didn't stop me. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went ahead. I wonder how will you call that smile? And then, you know, amazingly, he said, when Surah Alam Nashrah was revealed, because it had such a remarkable, and there's I don't have the time to be able to speak about it, but فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرَ إِنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرَ. The word usr comes with alif lam, which is determined, right? And the word yusr comes without alif lam, which is not specified. It is like me saying, I'm drinking water in this glass. It is specified as one glass. And if I were to say, I'm going to drink a glass of water, it's not one glass of water, it can be many glasses of water. I can drink from this glass, that glass, that glass, that glass. So the word al-usr is specified. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came out of the house smiling broadly. And what did he say? Allah has given us glad tidings. One difficulty would not be able to overcome two ease. Comfort and ease will inshallah become more prominent than difficulty that comes upon you. Right? So this was, sometimes Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam teared. Many times the tears of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was because of the fear of Almighty Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And this one amazing incident. One day Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Iqra alayya ya Abdullah. Oh Abdullah, read Quran for me. So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala said, Iqra alayka wa alayka unzil. Ya Rasulullah, am I going to read Quran for you when it was revealed upon you? So Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Inni uhibbu an asma'ahu min ghayri. I would love to listen to someone else reading Quran today. So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala read from Surah Nisa. When he came, فَإِذَا فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ وَجِئْنَا بِكَ عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا. It was how Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will bear evidence on behalf of the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. I don't have the time to go into it. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala says, فَغَلَبَ الْبُكَى عَلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَفَاذَتْ أَيْنَاهُ بِالْتُمُوهُ. Crying and tears overtook the Nabi of Allah. And he put his hand on the mouth of Abdullah and he said, Hasbuka ya Ibn Mas'ud. Enough, Ibn Mas'ud, enough. And Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, I saw Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam crying. Sahaba say, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he used to cry out of the fear of Allah, it was like a boiling kettle. Like how you find a kettle boiling. That's how the Nabi of Allah used to cry out of the fear of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes he cried because of the difficulty of his companions. So when Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu went to go and speak about the oneness of Allah in front of the Quraysh, he was beaten almost to the point of death. And he refused to eat until he said, I want to see the Nabi of Allah. His mother brought him in front of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw Abu Bakr, Sahaba said he cried so profusely that all the Sahaba also cried with him. So sometimes he cried out of the fear of Allah. Sometimes he cried because of the difficulty of his companions. Sometimes he cried out of concern for the ummah. When Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read the ayat, فَمَنْ تَبِعَنِي فَإِنَّهُ مِنِّي وَمَنْ عَصَانِي, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's dua, O Allah, whoever follows me from amongst my ummah, they are part of me. وَمَنْ عَصَانِي, whosoever disobeys me, you are Ghafoorul Rahim. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cried, Allahumma ummati ummati fabaka. He said, Oh Allah, my ummat. And he started crying. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jibreel, Ya Jibreel, idhhab ila Muhammad, fas'alhu ma yubki, yama yubki. Oh Jibreel, go to Muhammad and go and ask him why he is crying. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, I'm crying because of the ummah. So Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam went to Allah and said, innahu yabki min ajli ummati. He's crying because of his ummat. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah ta'ala told Jibreel, go back and tell Muhammad, inna sanurdhika fi ummati. I will satisfy him with regard to his ummat. You know, the ulama have always mentioned that which ayat of the Quran has the greatest inspiration, motivation and hope. I read Mawlana Qamru Zaman Sahib, you know, Madazilul Ali's one kitab, and I found it very amazing. He said, while we say, Ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusim la taqnatu min rahmatillah, don't ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah, those who have done wrong, is the most inspiring and hopeful ayat in the Holy Quran. He used to say, this ayat in Surah Wadduha, we will give you that which will please you. He said, to me, that is the most inspiring and the most hopeful ayat for those who are sinners in the Holy Quran. Because Allah says, I will give you that which will please you. And the Nabi of Allah, our beloved, will never be happy until entire ummah is forgiven by Allah. So that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cried. He cried at the loss of the dear and near ones after the battle of Mutah. He went past the house of Zayd ibn Haritha. He had a small daughter. She was 6 or 7 years of age. That the Sahaba say that when Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw the daughter of Zayd, he embraced her. He cried so much that he started choking on his tears. That Sa'd bin Ubadah asked, Ya Rasulullah, what is this? So Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is the crying of the lover for the beloved. So when you and I lose near and dear ones and we cry, let us take consolation that the Nabi of Allah also went through these situations. Sometimes he cried on the remembrance of a family member who had passed on. So when he saw the necklace of Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala, he burst into tears because he remembered his departed wife. And this amazing incident, when Dihya al-Kalbi, you know, accepted Islam. So he said, Ya Rasulullah, well, Allah Ta'ala, forgive me. Yes, Islam, yahdimu ma kana qablahu. Islam wipes away all that which is done before it. Allah Ta'ala will forgive you. So Dihya said, Ya Rasulullah, do you know what I did? Well, Allah, forgive me. So he said, yes, what is it, Dihya, tell me. Dihya said, I was an influential member of my tribe. I had 7 daughters. And he said, because of the fear that I'm going to get son-in-laws, which I felt was a shame for me, I killed and buried all my 7 daughters. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sat stunned, did not know what to say. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came and said, Ya Rasulullah, Allah Ta'ala says, when the kalima, one kalima of Dihya has forgiven his disbelief in kufr, that one kalima will forgive his burying his 7 daughters alive. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam lifted up his hands and he cried. And what did he say? Ya Allah, when one kalima of Dihya will forgive his sins of burying 7 daughters of alive, then Ya Allah, my ummah read the kalima so many times. Ya Allah, forgive their sins. And sometimes he cried for amazing thing. He cried because of ni'mat. One day Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi was very hungry. So Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi came out. Abu Bakr came and Umar came. And they realized that they came out because they were very hungry. So they went to the house of Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala. Very long incident. I don't have the time to talk. And he immediately, you know, he told his wife to take flour and make bread. And he made the curry. And then, you know, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ate. And before he ate, he said, go and give Fatima, she hasn't eaten for 3 days. And then when the table was laid out, he said, what an amazing, he said, lahmun wa khubzun wa busarun wa rutabun wa tamarun. And he started weeping. Bread, meat, busar, tamar, rutab, ripe dates, dried dates, mixed dates. And he started crying. And he said, these are the ni'mats Allah will question you about on the day of judgment. I wonder if anyone has ever cried because of the abundance of ni'mat Allah has granted him. The Nabi of Allah cried because of that. Brothers, I can go on. I made mention of almost, you know, much more examples of both the laughter and the tearful occasions of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The reality of all this is that it is in this remarkable example of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's personality, the miraculously balanced emotions found in a human being in a variety of his situations, that is one of the marked distinctions in the greatness of our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. On one hand, he used to communicate with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala in Mi'raj. On the other hand, he was the most influential person of Arabia before he passed on. And on one hand, while he was the king of Arabia, on the other hand, there was durveshi and poverty in his own house. On one hand, there was in Hunain the jalal, the grandeur, the splendor of his call. When people were flowing and they were running away and fleeing from the battlefield, he was calling them back and said, "Ana an-nabiyyu la kadhib, ana ibnu ibn Abdul Muttalib. I am the Nabi of Allah. There is no falsehood in my claim. I am the son of Abdullah ibn Muttalib." So on one hand was this jalal, that grandeur and the splendor. On the other hand was the jamal, the elegance, the beauty and the humility of his statement to not say, "I am superior than Yunus ibn Matta." Look at this balance. Look at the beautiful moderation. Look at the most beautiful examples with regard to balanced emotions in every aspect of his life. On one hand was his statement, "Ana sayyidu wuldi adama yawm al-qiyamati wa la fakh." I will be the leader of the humanity on the day of Qiyamah, and I'm not saying that out of pride. And on the other hand was his dua, "Allahumma ahini miskina wa amitni miskina wa ashurni fi zumratil masakin." Just when I want to call him the king of Arabia, I want to call him the greatest human being, not in terms of spirituality, but in terms of human dimension as a king, as the one who has influence, I see him sitting on a mat, the imprints of which can be seen on his Mubarak and blessed body. Just when I want to call him someone who is so wealthy that camel loads of booty is coming into his presence and he is distributing it to the people of Medina, his own family members do not have a servant or a slave to help them. And in his own house there has not been fire lit for 3 months. This is the remarkable, you know, balance and emotions and the great diversity and comprehensiveness of our beloved Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Just when I want to call him the greatest military commander, that with a small band of army, he was able to overcome 3-4 times that particular army and defeat them. Just when I want to call him the greatest military commander, I see him reaching a peace treaty when over 1,000 devoted followers have given their life and have pledged their allegiance of dying for him. It is this comprehensiveness that leads us to the conclusion that there is no other and no better example to follow than the most beautiful example of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.